as we're, you know, getting ready for summertime, people are traveling. Have you ever packed for a trip and then you realize maybe halfway through or as you're trying to lug the suitcase into the trunk of the car that maybe you've packed too much for the journey? A weekend getaway suddenly requires 4 pairs of shoes, 8 changes of clothes, and just in case, a second jacket if it rains or you need that. I know when I go camping with my son, we do the same thing. We overpack just in case. You overpack just in case. Yet somehow we end up wearing the same t-shirt and shorts the whole entire trip. We come home smelling like high heaven, like s'mores, like campfire, like fish and fireworks, and who knows what else. We come home with a full backpack full of clean clothes that's never been touched. Why do we do this? In reality, I think we tend to pack for our fears, don't we? We pack for our fears. What if it rains? What if we spill something? What if I need more options? And so we lug around weight, literal and emotional, that we're never meant to carry. Jesus had something to say, not just about packing light, but how to live and to serve others in our communities. In Luke 10, Jesus offers us a packing list. It's short. Take no bag, no money, no sandals, only peace. That's great for camping. I mean, my son there, no. Jesus sends the disciples out with these travel tips to make the journey light. Go, he says. Don't greet anyone along the way. Just go. Stay where you're welcomed. Lead with peace. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. It's a bold strategy. I tend to like to just go and, you know, make it up as I go. But my wife, on the other hand, has everything planned out to the T. But Jesus' strategy, go, it's bold. He's telling them not to rely on what they can carry or control, but just go. Just a chapter earlier in Luke 9, Jesus is giving them instructions, important instructions. He's like, listen here. These are really, really important. He says, he warned the disciples, if you're trying to save your life by clinging to comfort or power, it's not going to work out well. He taught them not to worry about status or competing with what everybody else had, who is the greatest, but he told them to humble themselves. He told them not to get jealous or territorial when, you know, another group of people are doing good things in Jesus' name. He said, don't worry about that. It's all what matters is that God gets the glory in the end. And yet now in chapter 10, he sends them out with these radical travel tips to be people of peace. And he says, go, just get moving. Whatever house you enter, say peace to this house. This word of peace, it doesn't ask people or vet who is worthy of peace, right? Jesus doesn't say, okay, now make sure they have the right accreditations, they're good people, then your peace will land on them. No. Jesus says, whoever, peace, whatever house you enter. He doesn't ask them to determine if this house in this time of, you know, in the first century, they were part of the house of Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. Whether they were worthy to receive it. No, just go with the peace. Now remember, these disciples are the same ones, right? Peter is quick to bring out the sword, right? Quick with the sword. Yes, some of us are quick with the swords in our house sometimes, but Peter is quick with the sword. Then there's Thomas as well. He's quick to charge into battle. Some of us are quick to charge into battle. And then there's Simon the Zealot. He was part of a revolutionary group that with force was going to overthrow the Romans. This is the people that Jesus chooses. People that are quick to go and get moving. Quick to get things done. The disciples are used to fighting for peace, But Jesus calls them to a new kind of courage. He calls them to a new way of leading with peace. We do live in a world that it's difficult to travel light. It's difficult to be spiritually light and emotionally light and physically light because there's so many things in our world that weigh us down. We're taught very early on to try to prove ourselves, to try to earn your way to the top. You know, loads of things happen and we're wanting to accomplish things, have wealth, influence, and have good opinions to share with people. We're taught this from a very young. We can carry fear about what others think. This weighs us down. What if I fail? What if they reject me? What if we lose what we've built? And because of that, peace is often in short supply in our lives. Even when we scroll through news feeds or listen to the news, all we're hearing about is tension and division and violence, bombs dropping. It's difficult sometimes to put this all together. What can we really do about any of this? We drive through towns where people often feel forgotten. Their voice is not heard. We see this at the food bank too. Many of us have coworkers or classmates who feel forgotten, unseen, or unheard, or undervalued. The church, too, we can carry baggage of fear. What is our future? Where are we going? What if people don't come back? Or what if people take advantage of our kindness? What if we try something new and it fails? Instead of going out with peace, we sometimes stay back in hesitation, feeling unready or unsteady or holding back. The amazing thing is that Jesus goes ahead of the disciples, right? He says, you know, I'll be going ahead, or you're going to go first, and I'm going to be coming. Jesus is before us and behind us. Like St. Patrick said, the Lord is before us and behind us and beneath us everywhere we go. And Jesus doesn't say only go when you feel ready. Jesus sends them now, as they are, unprepared. Go, he says. And it's the same for us. He sends the disciples out despite all the obstacles that they're facing in their lives, despite the heavy bags of perfectionism and comparison and control, despite the fact that they have doubts and fears and unfinished spiritual lives. Go. Of course, Jesus knows it won't be easy. He says, I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Don't expect it to be easy. Don't expect to be welcomed everywhere. Don't expect everyone to agree with your message of peace that God has placed in your heart. Not everyone's going to endorse you. The key is not to retaliate, right? This is the hardest part. Not to retaliate. Don't argue. Don't panic. Just go and bless. Go anyways. Go into the unknown with trust instead of trusting in the fear in your heart. God sends the disciples out not with all the answers, not to be impressive, not to have the best sermons, not to go with all the answers dotted all nice and tight. The big ask for Jesus, for the disciples, is simply to go, to bring peace. That's what I want you to do, he says. Go with peace. The peace that you have, that you create in your home, go with that. That's what I've called you to do. My peace. Go with my peace. That's really the good news. We don't have to carry everything. You know, I see the young mom that takes their three little kids out, and she's got this big, giant purse. I'm like, how does she carry that around? And she's got everything under the sun in that purse, and there comes little Johnny asking for something, and she's got it. Another one comes, little girl comes, and then there's dad that comes barreling in. Hey, why would you have this? Of course, she's got it in there too. And at the end of the day, I mean, she must be just really tired. In this case, we carry one thing. We carry peace. In abundant supply, God gives it. It's free. We can hold on to it. That's the one thing we can hold on to. And that's the most important thing as a mom or a dad or a grandparent to give, is that peace to our grandkids, those in our community. There's a story that's told in Reader's Digest some years ago by Elsie Miller Davis, titled, When Someone's Drowning, It's No Time to Teach Them How to Swim. And Miss Davis tells of sitting near a swimming pool. There's a commotion. There's a head bobbing in the pool. And Mrs. Davis saw a man rush to the end of the pool, and he says, "Hold your breath, hold your breath. Just hold your breath." A young lady joined in the screaming, "Turn your back and float, turning back and float." The voices caught the attention of the lifeguard finally, and like a flash, he jumped into the pool, saved them, pulled the man from the trouble. And later the lifeguard says, "Why didn't you just yell, 'Help, help,' and I would have gotten my attention and jumped in?" In a similar way, Jesus doesn't send us out to be commentators. Doesn't send us out to be coaches or critics. The Lord sends you and I out to jump in the pool, to be lifeguards, to be there for people in our community who are barely staying afloat. I see this work through the food bank, to show up when the world is drowning in stress and in fear, violence and despair, offering peace, real peace for families, real peace for those chemically addicted, real peace for exhausted parents, middle-aged folks facing life crisis, peace for underhoused strangers and burnt-out caregivers. The world doesn't need more noise. The world needs peace. The world needs witnesses. We don't have to fix it all, but just show up. We don't have to have all the answers, to just listen. We don't have to have a 5-point plan, but we need to carry that peace forward. As the church, we're not sent out to impress, but to bless. So let us go together in peace, carrying it well. Peace in the way that we listen. Peace in the way that we welcome others. Peace in the way that we're patient with others. That's a hard one. Peace in the way we don't need to be the hero, but show up with open hands and open hearts. And the Spirit is already at work ahead of us and behind us and all around. So maybe the question isn't, what do you need to carry? But what can we leave behind? You and I can leave behind those things that weigh us down. As we go to camp in a few weeks, you know, maybe the teenagers can leave behind a little bit of negativity and just go with an open mind, right? We are the sent ones, ordinary people with extraordinary hope. We don't need a passport or a pulpit. We just need to go. So pack light, trust deeply, and go with faith. And the Lord of the harvest is plentiful and is still sending us out. Amen.